powerful water users are negotiating an expanded plan to deal with Lake Mead. The lake level is dropping due to overallocation and drought. And at the same time, water security for major Arizona cities relies in part on their place at the front of the line for Colorado River water, a position they want to protect. KJZZ's Brett Jaspers reports.
Troy Hayes at Phoenix's Water Services Department gave me a tour of the Union Hills Water Treatment Plant. It takes in water from the Central Arizona Project canal right behind it.
We bring water off that canal, and we're adding a few chemicals here to get the heavier materials to fall out.
That's one step to clean the water. Another is to put it through a centrifuge.
What this is a mechanical device that spins at a really high rate, separating the water from the other particulate matter that may be within the water.
This plant was built in the 1980s and serves the growing northern part of the city. Phoenix has other plants from the 50s and 60s.
How long does a plant typically last?
The funny answer is forever. But that forever takes continuous investment in rehabbing and replacing the infrastructure that's inside of it.
And the city needs more infrastructure. If the Colorado River system crashes, Phoenix will need to take banked water to the distribution spots now served by the Union Hills plant. The Water Services Department recently asked City Council for a 12% increase in water rates spread over 2 years. It's to pay for transmission mains and other upgrades in the city.
We're concerned about making sure that the supplies we have today are resilient and can really withstand those kinds of system shocks.
Catherine Sorensen is director of Phoenix Water Services. She says if all of the Colorado River water were to disappear instantly, the city could survive for generations. It has Salton Verde River water, groundwater, and banked water. But in the current negotiations over the drought contingency plan, Phoenix is laser focused on keeping water in Lake Mead to avoid a crash.
At the end of the day, we have far less risk tolerance than some of the other stakeholders at the table, because we have to make sure people have water all the time.
And there's another pole holding up Phoenix's water security tent. Along with other cities and tribes, it holds a position earlier in line for Colorado River water, according to a priority system. That water is the cash the city has been banking.
The priority system is what we have invested in.
Warren Tenney is executive director of AMWA, an association of 10 Valley cities. As various water users negotiate a statewide pact, he doesn't want a disruption to the priority system.
And to say, oh, we need to alter it just a little bit right now, would set a precedent. It sets a precedent that makes us worry about, well, what are we going to be asked to do in 5 years or in 10 years from now?
5 and 10 years from now is right around the corner. The negotiators of the drought contingency plan want to get this deal done because the rest of the basin is waiting and there are other things to work on. Shane Leonard runs the Roosevelt Water Conservation District in Maricopa County. He doesn't think anyone wants to change the priority system.
You're beginning to see folks who are looking at it again, not just simply with blinders on relative to what their uses are, but what everybody else's uses are.
A solid deal now, he says, will establish trust for the next one.
If we get this done and it gets a little pressure off, I suspect that the next step, not just in Arizona, but all the Colorado River water users, is going to be to look exactly at the overallocation and snowpack.
That would be another big undertaking. Overallocation has vexed the Colorado River system since the original compact almost 100 years ago. You might say water security isn't a destination, it's a process. Brett Jaspers, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
This story is part of Elemental, a new public media collaboration covering sustainability in the West.